January 22nd, 2024, Lessons from Devils. And when he came to the other side, to the country of the Gadarenes, two demon-possessed men met him, coming out of the tombs, so fierce that no one could pass that way. And behold, they cried out, "What have you to do with us, O Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Now a herd of many pigs was feeding at some distance from them. And the demons begged him, saying, "If you cast us out, send us away into the herd of pigs." And he said to them, "Go." So they came out and went into the pigs. And behold, the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea and drowned in the waters. The herdsmen fled, and going into the city, they told everything, especially what had happened to the demon-possessed men. And behold, all the city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they begged him to leave their region. Matthew 8:28-34. Now, as we read this passage, it may be difficult to relate to it. We read of demons and then that they are cast into pigs, and that's weird for us in this century. It all seems wild to our culture. It's not normal. And the temptation for us right now is to read it fast and read over it as a story, another tale. But we must stop and see what's plain. We must see the lessons. So here are a few lessons for us to think on. Number one, there is a time appointed for judgment, and the demons declare it. They point to it. The demons that are tormenting the men know who Jesus is, even though it wasn't obvious to everyone else around them. And they knew that there is a day for their judgment. Jesus came to save his people from their sin. And if he is here to save, then we know that there is something coming to be saved from. Let us hear the dread in the demon's tone and learn the lesson today that they are teaching in their fear as we see their reaction to the Son of God. Because if a demon is filled with fear, we too must take a step back and understand who's in front of us as we read this text. What's at stake for rejecting Christ is eternal and fearful. Do we understand this? Christ has shown great compassion so far. He has healed, taught with authority, calmed the storm, healed Peter's mother-in-law's fever. But we must be sure that he is a king and he is just. And one day he will come as a judge and carry out righteous judgment. And these demons know that. And they are afraid. Number two, some men marvel at Christ and some men beg him to leave. Now, as we read previously, when Christ calmed the storm in the sea, that the disciples marveled. They were in the boat. He said, "Be quiet," and it was calm. But they sought Christ all the more in their wonder and fear. Because of his power, they asked, "What sort of man is this?" But the calming of nature must not be as fearful as the calming of the man of the mind of men. The response wasn't a welcoming one from this story. It seems like it would be hopeful because they went and told people. But we read that they begged him to leave their region. And maybe they are like most men and love their possessions, the pigs, more than God. But either way, this lesson is plain. Some men see Christ with wonder, and some see Christ with dread. Some embrace life himself, and others love that he would get away. We hope that they don't get what they ask for. We hope that he doesn't go away from them, but that they seek Christ and that they embrace him. This is tragedy, but it is reality. Some men love Christ, but some men love other things more than Christ. In fact, most men do. Number 3, let us not hinder others' salvation because of our own selfish gains. We can see that in this text. It's not said bluntly, but you can see it. The people were mad. And as I said before, maybe the men were upset because the rescue of the demon possessed caused them to lose a lot of pigs. Pigs they had worked for. Pigs that were future meals or future profits. They were going to make money from these pigs. Maybe. I would assume that's normal life. We must beware, then, that we don't find ourselves with the same attitude. The salvation of another may cost us time, money, resources, and maybe even our life. Let's not run Christ out for the sake of profit. This lesson is plain in this text. They ran him out. They said, "Get out of our region." And it seems that it was because they lost something that they loved. The pigs. Number 4. Be sure devils are real. There are beings and powers that are fighting against our souls. They are tempting and doing things and convincing people of things that will ruin their eternity. And they are around us right now. And the culture we live in is so passive in the reality of such power. We have our eyes glued to glowing screens and our minds so swamped with things so far from important, really important, that when we hear the word demon, we find it to only be something of like third world country or on movies. The culture has turned it into a movie satire with all the horror movies and just the blatant disrespect for true doctrine. But we must see this reality and never forget that what we live in is not merely natural. That's what we're taught in schools, that everything is natural. Evolution. We must not see it that way. We live in something supernatural. Number 4, demons need permission. And this is the last one. We see that the demon is fearful that his allotted time is up. This is encouraging for us that read it now, because they knew that at some time their time would be in fact up. They couldn't even leave to enter the pigs without permission with Christ or from Christ. The lesson and comfort is plain here for us. Whatever happens has to be ran through the hands of God. We see this throughout the whole of Scripture with Job and all that he went through and many, many more. We must see Jesus' authority and take great comfort in it. God's authority, his sovereignty. It is comforting. I know election and words like predestination are scary words, but with this authority that we have seen, there is no other answer. He is in control. So we must look to him. We must see him with his compassion, and we must see him with his righteousness, and we must look at this story that he cast out demons and know that he has our good in mind, even with all that authority. And without Christ, we would be in the torment of these devils. We would be in the we would be headed for the torment these devils were afraid of being put in. That their time was up. And they would have free reign without Christ, bringing us to the most depraved state ever seen by man. Indeed, the state of hell. So let us learn these lessons today and hold tight to Christ as our ultimate treasure. Read your Bible because you have to fight these devils. They are crafty. You can't see them, but they are trying to destroy your life, your marriage, your children. They are teaching them lies, your culture. We live in the presence of evil. But Christ has all authority. He is life. And with this, let us remember it and have a happy Monday.